Well, good morning. Welcome to the April 12th edition of the Geyer Cook Report, What's on Our Mind. You get to the show notes, the part we're looking at, if you go to the Geyer Cook Report.podbean.com. It'll have a link there that'll take you right here to this blog. And this blog is https://blog.geyercookonlineservices.com. And Guy R. Cook is just like it sounds. The topics today, we have two of them, double, get two for one. What's on our mind recently, as you know, I'm getting set to move. And so I thought, well, wouldn't it be nice if we emptied out this house, have it all in a storage unit, and then the house sells, and bazinga, we're gone. Well, try to find a storage unit here in Kitsap County, Washington State. Not easy to do. All the calls back have been the same theme song. Sorry, we don't have any space, but thanks for asking. So, there we have it. The second thing that happened, the second topic, well, I did the Windows Creator update, and it finished, and it was a big one. Took me just over an hour, and that might be my slowness, my connection. Results vary, of course, but everything seems to work. I've noticed in Windows 10, a lot of apps have been added. I guess is the biggest thing I've noticed a change on. The results that you get from doing it, you're on your own. I'm not going to say yay or nay. If you're doing virtual machines, I would encourage you to consider Windows 10. Just simply, it's the best memory management I've seen since Windows 7. It got better in 7, even better in 8, and it's even better in 10, if you can imagine that. So, in looking at Windows 10 Creator updates, I was surfing around looking at other things, and I came across this link that's here in the show notes for PC Mag that talked about Google Drive tips you can't afford to miss. Now, not everybody uses Google Drive, and I'm not saying that everybody needs to. What I am saying, if you are using Google Drive, go to that link at PC Magazine and click the slideshow like this. Click to view slideshow, and you'll have 31 slides on new features, and there's always a little description down here at the bottom, and go from that. There's 31, and so that would way exceed the amount of time I'm going to take out of your day, because this is important to you, that you don't have to commit an hour to the Geyer Cook Report. I don't see that ever happening, because you have things to do, and this isn't one of them to take up an hour of that precious time, so let's don't do that. Let's go back to the show notes, because we've done enough about this Google Drive stuff. And in the show notes, the Geyer Cook Report questions. This is a set of 27 questions that you pick out 5 of, and we'll set up an interview. And that interview is to say, well, what's the latest thing you're working on? And those kind of questions. You get to pick the topics, and that will increase your brand's recognition. People will come to say, hey, I know a little bit about that company now that I didn't know before. That person's identity's been shared with me a little bit. I know a little more about them than I used to. Like, they only drink tea, so when they tip the cup up, I'm out of tea. When they tip the cup up, it's not necessarily coffee, because you know, you've seen from their interview that they're a tea drinker. So, right below that is the link for the planning session guide. This is kind of self-serving. As a web developer, I've found that if people have a plan that they can hand me and say, this is what I want to do, rather than just say, build me a website. Should it be blue? Well, we don't know. Just build one. We'll tell you if it's okay. Well, we don't do that. We've learned from experience. You have a plan. Work the plan. Plan your work. All that good stuff. And so, the link for the planning session guide, to get out your pencil, get your paper, and make a plan. Okay? Your presence will benefit greatly from that. And speaking of benefiting greatly, we'd love to have you be a patron of our show on Podbean. There's a link there in the show notes. Thanks to everyone that's being a patron right now. We thank each and every one of them for their support. They're special people, and we thank them very much. Thanks to Fraser Ramsey at Edinburgh Dusters, company that likes to clean. If you're on that side of the pond, give them a ring. And then say that Guy Cook sent you. It'll shock him. Thanks to Eileen Smith from Basic Blog Tips. This show gets recorded with Screencast-O-Matic, and that's because some months ago, she shared with me the link to that recorder. It's a great Windows screen recorder. I know there's a lot of them. It's the one we use. We like it, etc., etc. Friends Just Chatting was there this morning. It's a Facebook group, and they right now are spending a lot of time on appear.in at FJC, short for Friends Just Chatting. And if you're watching us on YouTube, we'd invite you to subscribe and become a member of our community. Make comments if you like. The podcast is available in audio on Spreaker, and we're on iTunes, of course. A fellow down in, I think, Florida, Mike says, oh, if you're going to do podcasting, you've got to be on iTunes. We are. Just search for the Guyer Cook Report. We're there. We're on Pinterest. We're on Reddit. We've got a single evaluation question. And on that being said, follow us on Twitter. Follow us on Facebook. Give us a subscription on firetalk.com so you can see this show live and get all the pearls, whatever things they share. I noticed the other day, I was looking at this load of the speed, and this isn't written in the show notes, but we use a tool called GT Metrics to monitor page speed. And one site that I tested had a whole bunch of images that weren't optimized to make the smaller size. Well, GT Metrics gives you a look at the optimized image. So you click the link, show me the optimized version, download it, Bazinga, it's got the same file name, upload it back to the server as the new version, and you got all your images optimized. Piece of cake. And after you've done that work, remember to test it. Because like we say at Vitamin Hosting, if it isn't tested, it doesn't work. On that note, I'm going to see you tomorrow. We'll talk about SEO. No, we won't. We're going to talk about B2B. Got to remember that tomorrow's Thursday. So, have a good one. If they're real good, have a couple. It's a wrap.